Hi, I'm your host, Anthony Giorgio, and you're listening to another episode of QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right. Well, happy Pride Month, everyone. It's super exciting because this year for Pride, we are celebrating Stonewall 50. 50 years since the Stonewall riots happened in New York City. It's super exciting. However, I'm going to take a little spin on things. I decided because we often are constantly just listening to the news and how specific places around the states. This only adheres to the states, so this only is inside of America right now. And how people are being discriminated against left and right because one judge or federal judge feels that it's against their religious beliefs to allow a woman and a woman, a man and a man, and everything else in between to live together lawfully. So recently, a judge ruled against lesbians rejected from retirement homes. This happened in January 18, 2019. And everyone oftentimes, just to know, everyone often says, oh, well, that happened in January, but it doesn't matter. It's still happening. So just get that through everyone's idea. Just because it happened last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, there could be updates. I'm not here to update you or anything. I'm just here to tell you. So a federal judge this week, in January 2018, 2019, ruled against a lesbian couple who sued Missouri Retirement Home for rejecting their apartment application because their marriage is not understood in the Bible. Bev Nance, 68, and Mary Walsh, 72, were married a decade ago in Massachusetts and have been in a committed relationship for roughly 40 years. When they applied to move into the Friendship Village senior living facility, they did so because it is in their community. They have friends there, and it offers services that would allow them to stay together for the rest of their lives. But once Friendship Village staff found out that Nance and Walsh were married, they told the couple that they were not allowed to move in because the home did not condone homosexuality. The home does not condone homosexuality. That's what came out of that person's mouth. Think about it. 2019, someone doesn't condone homosexuality. Now, for the sake of me getting really angry, I am not going to yell, but I am very angry. I think it's so fascinating that people are minding someone else's business based on the fact that they don't believe in homosexuality. When in fact, it's been proven all across the fucking world that people are gay, queer, whatever you want, queer. There are queer people. Get it through your head. We're not going anywhere. And for you to do something like this, God knows why, because we always have to find out why. I'm sure it's religious beliefs. I would try to like backpedal a little bit, but I'm not going to because the person said, because the home did not condone homosexuality. It also said the letter they received said that the only married couples they accepted were those in unions between one man and one woman. That's discrimination. So, I'm going to probably think that the couple, let me say their names again, Bev Nance and Mary Walsh, are going to take steps further. They should take steps further. This is something we clearly have to continue to fight in 2019. We have parts of the administration that are completely dismantling queer rights, which are human rights. We know that. Like in the military, trans rights. Trans people are getting murdered, like, left and right. So, even though it's Pride Month and it's very exciting, we can't not forget that people in these small, podunk parts of America are being dismantled as human beings because someone doesn't believe that a woman and a woman, a man and everything in between should get married. So clearly they said, we disagree with the court's decision and our clients are considering next steps. That's what their lawyer said. This is just an article. This is one of many articles between these two amazing women that have been together for 40 years. So someone's telling them, you can say what you want, but you are telling them that they shouldn't be together and they can't live together, even though they've been married. They got married in Massachusetts. And besides, marriage is legal and everywhere. So, it even says, it goes on to say, at no time do plaintiffs assert that they had been involved in the same-sex relationship or marriage. They would have been admitted as residents in Friendship Village. At no time do plaintiffs assert that had they been involved in the same-sex relationship or marriage, they would have been admitted as residents in Friendship Village. Hamilton wrote in the court's decision, under these circumstances, the court finds the claims boil down to those of discrimination based on sexual orientation rather than sex alone. This is Judge C. Hamilton. You can write him a letter. He clearly, I'm going to look him up as I'm talking to you. I want to see what he looks like. Judge Gene C. Hamilton. I bet you if I look him up, or them up, they're white. And they're Republican. I have a funny feeling. Hold on, let me look. Let's see. Judge Gene C. Hamilton. Let's see what they look like. Oh, Gene Constance Hamilton is a white lady. Gene Constance Hamilton is a senior United States District Judge at the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Missouri. She was born on November 12th, 1945. This is all on the internet, so you can find it. Go look this person up and write them a letter. I don't understand when another person, specifically a woman, is dismantling two other women when it's so hard as it is. Just because you're in a position of power, lady, does not give you the right, actually, to dismantle a union that's been together for 40 fucking years. I don't care if you went to year law school and you took your time to get here, and now you're here and you're doing this work. No, this is discrimination 101. I don't care. You can go around corners. You can say, The article is going to say whatever it's going to want to say. And people are going to have their own opinions about it, like I'm having mine right now. but, you know, there's things like this that come up. So the case Hamilton referred to, Constance Hamilton referred to a case, Williamson versus A.G. Edwards and Sons. It's currently being challenged in court by the LGBTQ legal advocacy group Lambda Legal. Lambda Legal is exactly what it says. I'll give you the exact definition so we all know that you're allowed to use these things. Let's see. Lambda Legal. Let me tell you the exact definition of it so we all are on the same page. Lambda Legal, a Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund, better known as Lambda Legal, is an American civil rights organization that focuses on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities, as well as people living with HIV/AIDS, through impact litigation, societal education, and public policy work. They're on your side. We're on our side. They're on human sides. The group is representing a man whose job offer was rescinded after the company found out he was gay. This case, Horton versus Midwest Geriatric Management, will be decided this year. And if the 1989 precedent is overturned, They created a case back in the day, 1989, because a man was discriminated against for being gay. And then they won. But if this is overturned, it could become illegal at the federal level in all the states in the eighth. Okay, let me read this way. The case Hamilton referred to, Williamson v. versus A.G. Edwards and Sons, is currently being challenged in a court by the LGBTQ legal advocacy group Lambda Legal. The group is representing a man whose job offer was rescinded after the company found out he was gay. This case, Horton versus Midwest Geriatric Management, could be decided this year. And if the 1989 precedent is overturned, discrimination against LGBTQ people would become illegal at the federal level in all the states in the 8th Circuit. Okay. So, the Supreme Court is also considering whether to take up one or several appeal court cases that addresses whether sex discrimination bans in federal civil rights laws include discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. There is currently a patchwork of mismatching laws across the U.S. regarding this issue. Yes, because you cannot discriminate against someone's sexual orientation, sex, and you can't discriminate against anyone, period. The color of their skin, the way they talk, the way they walk. Like, if someone comes into your office, okay, here's an example. If someone comes into your office and they're crazy and they, like, start throwing your desk around, don't hire them. If someone comes into your office and has a really good interview and they're talking to you and you like them as a person, as a human being, and they have a good, pretty good resume and you know that you can give them a chance, hire them. What is the point of not hiring them? You're going to hire some schmuck that just because they're not happen to be gay or not black or person of color or a person, maybe they're not rich, like, you know, some upper crust, specifically white people, that gets, you know, like, I don't know, like, it's so weird to me because you want to, like, showcase what an idea should look like, yet you know you're going to come up against people that are like, absolutely not, you're insane for discriminating against this person. It shouldn't take corporations, like big corporations like Starbucks and Google and any of the ones that are really awesome with queer rights and human equality for human. It should take everyone. Every single person should be doing it. I don't care who you are. You should not, there's like, it's like the whole teacher thing. If teachers discriminate against their students because of the way they look or who they are, then, you know, it's sad. We probably wouldn't have half of our teachers. You know what I mean? Or, I don't know. That's just my little rant. I just want you to know that, like, these articles still exist. This one's from January 18, 2019. So that's this year. So it doesn't matter. If someone wants to follow up in comments or, like, whatever, follow up. But I'm just saying that this is still going on. So this is what I'm going to do this Pride Month. So if I see an article that really irks me, like a lot of them do, I'm going to pull it up, come to my microphone, and just record. It's just a quick bonus episode just to know your rights. Lambda legal all the way. These two are going to bring this court to a higher thing. And we need to know that places like Friendship Village has not nice people working there. So what do we got to do about that? We got to figure out why they're not nice, why they hold such a high idea of what something should exist as. Even if you're in the Bible, it's still ridiculous because we live here on this earth, nowhere else. And you're not being nice about it. Why don't we just do it together? That's all. Thanks for listening to another episode of QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right. Please remember to listen, learn, love. Happy Pride 2019!